T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas legislators worry about exhausting operating funds now that their annual session is one of the longest in state history, but they don't have a definitive answer for when the money runs out. Wednesday was the 103rd day of what was supposed to be a 100-day session. Lawmakers could pass a budget bill to provide more funds, but that's considered a political embarrassment. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we got about a tenth of an inch of rain in Wichita. We expect to stay dry, though, today with cloud cover moving out and a high temperature 86, the wind increasing out of the south at about 15 to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, our low 67, and the chance of a few thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, Friday 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now mostly cloudy and 66 degrees. A woman was injured as she was crossing a street north of downtown Wichita.
It happened around 3:20 Wednesday afternoon in the 1100 block of North Broadway. Investigators say the woman was struck by a vehicle traveling southbound on Broadway. She was reported to have suffered minor injuries and was transported to an area hospital to be checked out. Officers said she was not using the crosswalk. This is the second incident involving a pedestrian versus vehicle in Wichita this week. On Tuesday, a man was run down and pinned by a city bus in the downtown area. Police received conflicting reports about the run vehicle in this latest case and do not have a vehicle description. The case remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita's River Festival 46 begins tomorrow, and the rule is the same as last year. No outside food or drink. KSN News spoke with Wichita Festival's president, Mary Beth Jarvis.
Fundamentally, we're responsible for everything that happens inside our festival gates. And if you bring in outside food and drink, we can't vouch for the origin or contents of that. So for safety's sake, we ask you to leave those at home.
There are exceptions for baby food and baby bottles. You can also bring in closed water bottles that are still sealed from wherever they were purchased. Police are looking into a burglary case in northeast Wichita. Somebody tried to steal multiple construction supplies at a site near 13th and Rock, but the suspect left when security personnel showed up. Suspect was using a crane that had been stolen earlier in the day south of Kellogg and Armour. Kansas legislators are still wrestling with budgeting problems. A tax bill that restored a third budget bracket and would have raised $1.2 billion over the next 2 years passed through its Senate committee late Tuesday night and initially was tied at 59 in the House. But then it lost supporters and was defeated, with many legislators changing their votes. Kansas Information Network spoke with Democrat John Carmichael of Wichita.
The reason people were dropping off the bill was, if it's not going to pass, there are a number of members who don't want to be recorded as voting for a tax increase if it was an exercise of futility.
So it's back to committee for both the House and Senate in an attempt to find a tax plan that can get enough support to pass. The full House has not managed to pass a tax plan since the one that Governor Brownback vetoed in February. KNSS National News Time, 8:33.
President Trump to announce this afternoon whether the U.S. will remain a member of the Paris Climate Agreement. ABC has learned he is leaning in favor of pulling out. ABC's Brad Milkey with more on what average Americans think.
Unlike many issues, concern about climate change is not a coin toss. 75% of Americans are worried about it, according to Quinnipiac. An ABC News poll shows just a third of Americans support withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accords. And while President Trump has called environmental regulations job killers, most people don't buy that. A Harvard poll found one out of five people think climate change rules cost jobs, but an equal amount think they create new ones. 50% think there's no impact either way.
Russian President Vladimir Putin telling a group of international reporters that it may have been a patriotic hacker who launched a cyber attack against the U.S. or any other country, but he says the Russian government has never been involved in hacking. President Putin also says Russia is committed to the climate change accords and that his country thinks there is no alternative. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
8:44 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. 8:34, that is, here on a Thursday morning. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. A benefit concert is coming up for the folks who are the victims in Manchester in the bombing there, right, Ted?
Yeah, they're gone already. Tickets, that is, for this weekend's Manchester, England benefit concert led by Ariana Grande. Something
about you. Tickets sold out within minutes of going on general sale, but some have been reserved for fans who attended her appearance in the city over a week ago that ended in tragedy. Dubbed One Love Manchester, the emotional gig takes place on Sunday, with money going to the Manchester Emergency Fund set up by the British Red Cross to help the loved ones of those killed or injured in the suicide bomber attack. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Fallout for Kathy Griffin, goodbye to Greg Allman, and Corden going back home.
I sincerely apologize.
The fallout continues over that photo of Kathy Griffin holding a mock decapitated head of President Trump. The comic tweeted an apology video Tuesday night, but it wasn't enough for CNN. Wednesday, they tweeted that they'd ended their deal with Griffin to appear on their New Year's Eve broadcast. That's the one she co-hosted with Anderson Cooper. He was among the first to condemn Griffin's photo. Midnight ride. Greg Allman will be buried Saturday in Macon, Georgia, reportedly next to his brother, Dwayne, and Barry Oakley, both of them fellow Allman Brothers Band members. Allman died Saturday at age 69. His son tells Billboard they're hoping to organize a public memorial for later this year. I'm in love with the shape of you. Late Late Show host James Corden's taking his show to his native London, England next week, and one of those nights will also be when we finally get to see Ed Sheeran's turn on Carpool Karaoke. The singer-songwriter's hit Shape of You has spent a record 20 weeks in the Billboard Hot 100's top five. I'm Christopher Watson.
Happy birthday today to singer Pat Boone, who is 83 years old today.
Met Pat Boone on at least two occasions.
You have met Pat Boone multiple times.
Talked with him, discussed his shoes, asked him the secret to his successful crooning. Basically, he ignored me.
Ah, no, he didn't. He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice person. Yes, he is.
Pat Boone. 83 today. There's a one-night-only reunion of the cast of a hit 1980s TV show. It's on the way, all for a good cause.
The original cast of the 1980s TV show, Fame, is reuniting for a one-night-only concert event in Hollywood, all for a good cause.
You've got big dreams. You want fame.
Cast members, including Debbie Allen, Cynthia Gibb, Valerie Landsberg, Erica Gimple, and P.R. Paul, will be belting out songs from the series, including the famous title song. Based on the 1980 movie of the same name, Fame aired on TV for six seasons, starting in 1982. Proceeds from the July 13th reunion concert will go to the Actors Fund. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
I'm going to live forever. Fame!
Yep, fame!
Hmm.
A couple of great music notes from this day in history.
Okay.
100 years ago today, Steve, the song Over There by George M. Cohan was published.
During World War
One, the hugely popular rallying cry song for Americans getting ready for World War One,
and we won't be back till it's over.
It's over there. Over there.
Terrific song,
great song. George M. Cohan was published 100 years ago today, and today marks the 50th anniversary of one of the most important albums in music history.
50 years, actually, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band had its official UK release, hitting the US a day later.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band changed everybody's life.
Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh and Beatles expert Bruce Spizer says most people probably wouldn't say it's their favorite or best Beatles album.
It's just the Beatles' most important album. Elevated rock music to an art form.
Becoming the first rock album to win Best Album at the Grammys, and in 2003, topping Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
First rock album to win Best Album at the Grammys. The Grammys were probably a little bit behind the curve on that.
Could have been. Should have been.
Rock and roll had already taken hold, but the Grammys finally caught up. David Crosby. Friendship with the Fab Four dates back to when he was a member of the Byrds. He attended a number of the Sgt. Pepper recording sessions at Abbey Road Studios. He recalled the Beatles treated him to an early preview of one of the album's most celebrated songs.
One of the nights that I was there when they were doing Sgt. Pepper, I was there a number of nights, but one of the nights that I was there was the night that they had just finished Day in the Life. and they played it for me. I think I was the first person they played it for. And it was such an experience. You know, I mean, it was such a completely outrageously beautiful piece of work. And it did a lot of things that nobody had ever done before, and it was just so startlingly good.
David Crosby. And let's get some more from Eagles guitarist, sometime Wichita resident, Joe Walsh. He says the first time he ever heard the album, he was attending Kent State University.
I remember when I was in Kent, Ohio, one of my roommates brought home the Sgt. Pepper's album. And he said, "You've got to hear this." And so we set up two Marshall amplifiers in the dining room, and we plugged the turntable into the Marshall amplifiers and turned them up pretty loud.
Joe Walsh hearing Sgt. Pepper's for the first time. You know, the Beatles themselves actually didn't know that it was all that important.
Yeah.
George Harrison said that he liked A Day in the Life and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, but he felt the rest of it was just ordinary songs. Ringo Starr said Sgt. Pepper was his least favorite Beatles album, and he said while they were making it, he was so bored he just learned to play chess.
Well, how about that? Ringo.
John Lennon said he liked the songs Getting Better, Within You, Without You, and the title track. However, he didn't like how Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite turned out. And A Day in the Life was not half as good as he thought when they made it, says John Lennon. Paul McCartney was really the driving force behind the whole thing. He generally has a positive outlook on it. Sgt. Pepper released 50 years ago today. It also had that iconic album cover. If John Lennon had his way, Adolf Hitler and Jesus would have been on the cover. He got voted down on those. Gandhi Good. Was supposed to be on the cover as a show of respect, but the record company says it might be taken the wrong way in India. Gandhi was originally in front of the palm tree. He was replaced with another palm tree. Another face that was replaced was Leo Gorcy of the Bowery Boys.
Oh, really?
Ugh. However, he wanted $500 to be on the front, so they weren't going to pay that.
Because his career was going so well right then.
Yeah. So he's in the back with a bit of blue sky covering his face.
Oh, gosh.
McCartney and George Harrison wore their MBE medals on their uniforms. McCartney says everyone chose their favorite color for the uniforms. There's no meaning behind them. Paul also said it was just an accident that there's no apostrophe in Pepper's on the drum head, that the sergeant had a semicolon rather than a period after it. No meaning at all. Sgt. Pepper released 50 years ago today. And, of course, Sir Paul will be in Wichita about 7 weeks from now.
Yes.
And see if he does any songs off that album.
I'll tell you, because I'm going to go. I got a ticket.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Entertainment news in the blurs, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby. Derby.
You know, just a couple years after Sgt. Pepper's came out, Pizza John's opened its doors.
That is correct.
And they've been serving up tasty pizza ever since.
They have.
Right there in Derby. You need to head there and get yourself a tasty pizza. It's right there at K15, 208 South Baltimore, Pizza John's
in Derby.
Derby.
8:42 now with Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, some changes for a local aviation company. Wichita Business Journal editor Bill Roy on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.